Oh, well, I like JoJo. JoJo's fun. Don't you agree?
I like it when he went to space.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, I didn't really like it when he went to space. I'm not too big of a fan of space.
Dude, that's okay, I guess.
Okay, the joke's going to have to pause for a second because they have to pick up cars in space, in planets. He's out there. They're going to find him.
God, that's so stupid. Hey, guys. I hope you like the podcast. We just appreciate your watching listening to the podcast.
Wow.
I can't believe no one appreciates me.
Guys, only Pino gets appreciation. But seriously, thank you for listening to 23 episodes, I guess. And remember, it's always good to... God, fuck, that Discord screams in my ear.
Yeah, it did to me, too.
Is it done?
It's done. Okay.
Hey, guys, it's me, Chuck. Again. It's me. No. Hey, guys, it's Chuck. Thanks for listening to the podcast. I'm Chuck, and this is the podcast. Thanks for listening. Review us on iTunes. It helps a lot. And follow us on Twitter.
Guys, I can't believe the episode's already over.
Guys, I ended it with my special beam cannon. Did you like that funny reference?
Wow, that was epic.
Sorry, I didn't watch Pazinamix, so I
personally I prefer
that. That was on Earth.
I'm sorry, I don't respect the Dominicans.
OVAs, seasonal shonen shows, animation generated for Japanese enjoyment. This vast amount of anime floating on the web is a very serious threat to everyone on the internet. This is the story of 2018, a time in which this anime has become a major problem.
But I'm not even
Japanese. Hey guys, welcome. Oh no, I will never forgive them.
It's okay, I watch my anime dubbed.
Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. Hi guys. It's the Funky Anime Podcast, the podcast where we watch an anime every other week and then talk about it, but not really.
We fucking slap our dicks around.
We don't. No.
We don't do that. No.
I love making you uncomfortable.
I'm not uncomfortable, I just don't enjoy it.
Before we get started, don't forget, we are the Funky Anime Podcast. Where can they find us?
You can find us on the internet.
Wow.
Actually, we are the Three Weebros on Twitter. That's THREEAWEEBROS on Twitter.
You just search Funky Anime Podcast.
Yeah, if you look up Funky Anime Podcast, and then you can find us on YouTube with Three Weebros as well, or look up Funky Anime Podcast. You can find us, and it would really help if you rated us on iTunes, get us out there a little bit more if you're on there.
Is there anything you can do on Spotify?
No, you cannot.
You can just listen, and that helps.
Yeah, which you have. Thank you, everyone. So the guy in the diaper trying to put on his spacesuit, but not really doing too high. Well, that's Garb.
Guys, I need help.
Yeah,
this is. God, you know how everywhere? You're supposed to like deal with your life, putting one leg in at a time on your pants. I have failed. I am doing zero legs per minute.
That's not a whole lot of legs.
No, I blame the G-forces.
Please help me.
The one flying the ship, but is back here for some reason, not flying the ship. Well, that's Pino.
Hands off my prey. Oh, wait. I got to drive this thing. I'll be back.
Bye.
All right, there he goes.
The door's locked. No.
We're going to die.
And then the person sitting back all the way back at home base at his desk being all comfy in a big old blanket because he doesn't really care that much. Well, that's V-Chuck.
Guys, we're going to crash into this giant area. But Chuck's at home.
It's okay. I'm comfy.
Over.
We're
going to no.
Planet. We're going to crash over. The ship into his over. House.
Oh, no. Over.
Over.
What's over? Over.
Over where?
I wish we were all dead. Okay. This week, no, not week, this episode, we watched a little show that we like to call Planets. It was a good old...
We faked you out once before.
But not this time.
I was going to ask almost... that, yeah.
What?
I was going to ask when we were going to watch Planets, and then, you know, we did.
We did. Did you watch it?
No.
No.
Oh, no. Wait, so is this just going to be me telling you guys what Planets is?
No, we're going to talk about JoJo Part 2 again.
Oh, no.
Just Part 2. Of
we already
part...
talked about that.
No, I haven't finished.
Oh. Wait, so then how are you supposed to talk about it if you haven't finished it yet?
No, I mean, I haven't finished what I talked about before.
Yeah, yeah. He watched it. He
okay.
Just, it's yeah, not I rewatched it. He has now, more stuff to yeah. say.
I've been awakened.
Yeah, what do you want to say?
Well, I've been awakened. Mm-hmm. All right. All right. Let's talk about what happened to cars in space, okay? Okay.
He's space debris now. We exactly. got to pick him up.
Dude, exactly. a Tesla's in space.
JoJo.
Now there's two
part
cars in
2.5
space.
Planets. Let's go.
I laughed at my own joke. I feel terrible. Okay, this episode we watched Planets. It was a good time. It was a show that started airing all the way back in 2003.
Mm, so long ago.
It did. Like, it ran for 26 episodes.
Newgrounds was still relevant then, I think.
Oh, man. Shout-outs to Newgrounds. Could you sponsor us, Newgrounds?
This is going to be a lot for me tonight.
Sponsor us, Newgrounds.
So it was released within the fall 2003 anime season, which is a real shame because that was when Fullmetal Alchemist was airing.
Mm. Yeah.
It first started airing there, so, like, you didn't hear anything about Planets, even though... on my anime list, it's rated higher than Fullmetal Alchemist.
Ooh.
But that's besides the point. But also, Bobobo was being released at that same time.
And as we
say
all know,
Cromartie High
School is the highest rated anime of all time. Say what? Bobobo?
Say what?
Bobobo?
All right, get out. Get out. Just get out.
Stand up.
No.
Stand up. Get out.
I know this is supposed to be a fun, funny podcast, but this is going to take a lot from me today. So.
Sorry, I've got the sniffles, so if I'm not... if
Yeah, I know. And then Cromartie High School, which was the fun animation glitch fest, and I love it.
I've
okay.
not heard of that.
Oh, we're going to watch it. Okay. So this was an anime that was produced by Bandai Visual and NHK and was actually animated by Sunrise. And you guys already know Sunrise.
What do they do? I forgot.
Yeah, me
Love
too.
Love Live.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
And then
I
they
see
also
it.
Did. Yeah, and then they did Cowboy Bebop.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh.
And then they did. And they do Gintama. They did Inuyasha.
I haven't
they
seen
did Tiger
Inuyasha,
Bunny, which is actually.
Oh my gosh, Inuyasha. Don't
I know Inuyasha is really popular.
Don't get me started.
Yeah, and then a bunch of Mobile Suit Gundam shit, and so. You can see why. This was 5 years after Cowboy Bebop, so they knew how to do fucking space.
Yeah, I love space.
They knew space.
Like
they
the
knew
back
space
of their hand.
Very well.
Like their back of their underwear in space.
Wait.
Don't question it. This is just
no,
keep it moving.
No,
keep moving.
No, how often do you see the back of your underwear?
When I do laundry.
When I kind of have to sit down. But we're not
wait,
that kind
wait.
Of podcast.
Okay, give me another. Let me. So the back side of your underwear.
Yeah.
How do you see that when you're sitting down?
Okay.
In what way
well,
are you sitting that you can see the back of your
let's
underwear?
Let's say you had a lot of Taco Bell. Let's say
okay.
you went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Let's say you sat
Did
down.
Did they explode
deposit.
Off of you?
No, I mean, and then you pull it down, and like if you just happen to look down, they're on the floor
oh,
already.
Okay, you just said sitting, and I'm like, excuse me.
I try to be as very not... politically correct as possible when it comes to the posterior region of our body.
Your anus?
Okay, yeah, sure.
So we know that Pino okay. takes his underpants off sitting down.
I like
add
it.
To
okay,
add it to the wiki.
Guys, please add it to the wiki. So Planets was a good old show. It's so I picked it, and like most anime, I picked it because I liked the opening a little bit. It seemed interesting. It was highly rated on my anime list. And
it doesn't hurt.
I never watched it before.
It doesn't hurt so I'm like, who animated it to.
No, Sunrise. Oh, fuck. I love Sunrise. So I was just like, you know what? It's been a hot second since I watched something that like I didn't watch before.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, that was good, you know. And I was just like, you know what? I think this will be fun. It might be bad. It might be good. No one really knows until you consume it with your eyeballs. So that's what we did.
Yeah, but you got to leave that too.
We eyeballs only.
Oh, okay, well, then I don't need my glasses.
No, what? No, you do.
No, because you if I take off my glasses, I can't hear.
Yeah, we've made this joke before, please.
We've got to keep up the lore. Come on.
Yeah, we've established a very strict set of lore rules.
Was it like four times?
This is an established universe.
Guys, this is the FAP universe.
It rivals the MCU. FAPU.
It's FAPU.
I have to keep things perfectly balanced, as all things should be.
The FAP cinematic universe.
Well, none of us like that joke.
I died. Oh, no, I died.
Yeah, I know. I thought... No, but I realize that there's three of us here, so it would have to be one and a half, and we didn't set that up very good. Anyway, Planets was fun. I picked it. I don't think anyone else here like had even heard of it before this,
right?
Nope,
not even once.
Never. I just thought it was weird named because I couldn't read the name every time the intro showed up.
Yeah, it has a weird...
What is it? Isn't it like Greek or something?
Yeah, it's great.
Maybe that's why it failed. No one remembered the fucking name.
I'm typing in one, a T, two A's.
An E, a sigma, a weird upside down V,
you know,
the works.
What was the control key for that stuff again?
Yeah. So we watched this, and we did. So let me tell you a little bit about the show.
Sure.
It's about a little place called Earth.
Okay.
Never heard of it. Sounds like it sucks.
It sounds like it's bad. It sounds like there's a lot of horrible people there and capitalists and poor countries.
Pino's a terrorist,
It's about...
That's a huge accusation. Where are your proof? I mean, well, my accent came out. Where's your proof?
The proof's in the pudding. That's not pudding, that's flan.
I'm allergic.
Okay, so Planets is about space in 2075, where there's a lot of space debris, actually. And the opening the opening narration shows a screw hitting a spacecraft and taking it down, killing almost everyone inside. We'll talk about that later. But everyone's in space now.
That was our spaceship on the beginning earlier. When we were on a spaceship that was crashing.
I see. We survived?
Wait. No, we're actually recording it while it's going down. Oh, okay. This is the last episode of the Funky
Animal
Podcast.
Hey, Harry, what are you doing here?
Hello, I'm looking for my wife.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll tell you that in 20 years.
Guys, I can't believe Charlie made it to space. Just a single lone quack throughout all of space.
I also realized I'm still just on Earth, not on the ship.
It's okay, true. We have really low latency.
It's alright, I'm from Namek.
Microphones for communication.
I can breathe in space.
Good. Guys, I wish I could breathe.
And you still have to edit it, so
I'm
like
super flan.
Fuck.
We still have to live for that long, so we're not in
God
that much of a
it.
Panic.
Okay, so everyone's in space, and the story revolves around a section and a company. What's the company called?
The company was called...
Oh, Technora.
Yeah,
Technora. Technora, and it's called... And they are... And it's debris section, which their main job is to take up all the debris in space and then throw it away.
And
well,
this is
not
your,
throw
like,
it away. They're picking
cart
it up.
Pusher kind of job, right?
Yeah, this is like the fucking... No one wants to do it. It doesn't pay well. It's garbage.
Bottom of the barrel. Everybody makes fun of you, and like your social status inside Technora is wonderful. I believe what was the spacecraft called itself?
Half section.
No, the space
toy box.
No, not toy box. The actual D. It was D something.
What?
The actual giant spacecraft, which Technora.
It was seven. They called it seven. It was, there's no D in it.
I'm thinking of something else, but
Dude, D7 is my favorite Wipers song. You guys don't get that joke. Continue.
But yeah, everybody in there kind of looks down on the people of debris section as if they are not insignificant. They are not pertinent to the job, and like, you know, like anybody who goes there is probably like dumb or just has no aspirations or whatnot. However,
it's kind of like people who make podcasts.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, who are those guys? I hate them.
They probably are brown. They probably have a beard. I don't know. They probably one of them.
Don't see, that's another one. Don't lump every hashtag not all podcasters.
Guys, we have a diverse race pool.
We have Planets follows this group of people in debris section, which is often called as half section because they're half funded, half assed, half staffed. Just it's mean, and it follows primarily Aitanabe and Hachiroda Hoshino, whose nickname is Hachimaki, which we're probably gonna call him from that from now on. And
I'm gonna call him Hoshino.
And, then they follow them basically for the entire series, while occasionally going into little subplots here and there and overlapping stories and whatnot. But it's a good time, and it's just a lot of fun, and it's in space. So I want to know, what were your like first impressions on this like show? Because you obviously had no idea what the hell it was.
It took
or
a
anything.
While. It took a while for me. At first, I was not super into it, but then whenever I got warmed up to all the characters, it sucked me in, and I kept watching. I was having fun with it.
Mm-hmm. I'd have to agree with Garb. Even before I started watching it, I wasn't really digging the whole kind of, like, vibe of just like, oh, these guys are picking up trash, and then I saw some of the art, and like, oh, this kind of is a little jarring to look at. And then I saw a couple of the first episodes, and I'm like, oh, this is kind of slow. But after a certain episode, I was like, oh my goodness. And
it's a slow burning
guys.
Candle.
Yeah. Hey guys, spoilers. You should watch the show. It's really
spoilers.
Good.
Spoilers.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of spoilers that will happen, and that will really take away some weight to some of the episodes.
Exactly.
So watch them. And so I've seen some reviews online, and there's a lot that agree with you. Like, they feel like once it starts getting into the more overarching like plot of the Von Braun and the Jupiter Project, and kind of that starting to develop, people started to enjoy that a lot more than some of the opening things.
It was around the same time that Tanabe and Hachimaki started getting along better is when I started enjoying it. I guess it's the interaction of the characters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a huge part of this anime, and you wouldn't really think it because they're just space people, but like, I'm going to probably reference this a little bit this episode, but like Cowboy Bebop.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there's a lot of like cool action and awesome gunfights and everything, but there's a lot of single character interactions that you can get a lot out of, which I feel like is one of Bebop's more stronger standpoint, like stronger parts of the show, and that's the same for Planets. The character interaction and the different like kind of walks of life as well is just...
Yeah,
they're just different people, mm-hmm. and how they interact and conflict with each other is something that I really enjoyed throughout this.
Yeah, that was really the fun part. Like the premise of the show, them picking up space debris, was just to keep things moving along.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well,
it does get more involved later, but it's still very, very much about the characters.
Yeah, I do like the concept, though, of picking up space debris, because that's gonna have to happen. Like, that's pretty
Actually, they consulted they consulted space Einstein himself.
I can't believe Einstein himself came down from the heavens and said, fuck you.
I read they consulted a starman.
Starman waiting in the sky. He told us not to blow him out. He thinks we blow our minds.
Shut up.
And now we've got debris floating up in space. Now we've got Hachimaki trying to fill up his plate. That didn't go anywhere.
So
thank you.
They did consult NASA.
Oh.
NASA.
Dude, or NASA wait. Corp.
No, JAXA. JAXA. J-A-X-A.
Yeah, Japan.
Yeah.
Japan Astronaut Boys.
Yeah, Aerospace Exploration Agency. Yep.
I see. Not so, bad, not bad.
There is supposed to be a little bit of accuracy to this, but apparently, quote, however, both scientists stated that the premise of having to rendezvous with debris in orbit is highly unlikely, as it would take an extravagant amount of energy for a relatively small amount of salvageable material.
Yeah.
It's true, but so, I mean, with works of fiction based on, or works of, yeah, works of fish, yeah. fiction based on reality.
Fiction?
It's great that I like it. The main fact that they went and, you know, consulted these people and, like, made what they did kind of, like, I feel sold it for me because everything in each episode felt grounded in reality. Like, everything felt possible. Like, I could see this being a thing. I could see, you know, this problem arising of just space junk or some sort of, you know, not theological, but thematical problem. Not thematical either. What's the word I'm looking for? Like, conflicts happening within space, not only on the level of physical, but of ideological.
Yeah, that was another really cool aspect of it. It shows a lot of the first world countries versus third world countries, the rich versus like the poor, the more fortunate versus the less, the people that are like born with silver spoons in their mouth versus people who have to like work for everything.
And it shows us the flip side of like both the good and the bad because
of both.
And I really like that because just knowing, like in real life, it's always good to know both sides. You can't always just be close-minded. To understand one side, you need to know the other. That's my
opinion. Just to be clear, like in case anyone actually listens to this, it was not preachy. And that was really nice because there's a lot of like stuff that's basically propaganda shoved in your face every single day, you know? And like you were saying, shows both sides.
There's one of the other really cool things that I noticed about the show much later, like into watching it probably in the 20s when I was watching it. Oh, I hear someone screaming.
Sorry, that was that was Charlie.
He's hungry.
What?
He's hungry.
Charlie was, he just agreed with my opinion. He disagreed with my opinion and started laughing at me. It's all right.
Of course.
I gotta put him in his cage. I'll be back.
There's a lot of diversity. And you don't really, for me at least, it didn't click into me until, like, I'm like, oh, wait. There's literally two Japanese guys, like, quote-unquote American, an Indian guy, a Russian guy, and then I think, is he Italian? I don't know.
Yuri?
I don't know. No, Philippe. The director.
He's probably Philippine.
I feel like he was American.
No, I thought he was like, he might have been European.
Maybe.
I don't know.
He was somewhere.
Well, Myers is his last name. I don't know.
But probably like, Scottish. Sorry, I've insulted all my Scottish fans.
Yeah, your Scottish fans?
I have a pretty big fan base. They all think I look like Conan O'Brien sometimes.
Guys,
sometimes.
Leave us
oh, wait a second. I mean Irish.
On iTunes if you're Scottish or Irish. Thank you. And there's just a lot of diversity, like, and then you also have, like, Claire Rondo, and then you have, like, Gigal. And there's just so many different, like, races and nationalities that you can see through this, like, and obviously there are some fake countries thrown in there just so, like, they don't, you know, get in trouble or anything.
What?
But,
Are you telling me that... Oh, wait, let me look it up.
Czechoslovakia isn't real?
Are you telling me hold up, I actually didn't look it up.
Really? I would have never guessed. Yeah. Welcome to the Pino Typing Corner, where today Pino looks up information he should have looked up beforehand.
You're telling me that the planet that Hakim is from that I can't pronounce?
The planet?
I'm gonna go away.
Do you know what a planet is?
No.
Guys, Earth is flat.
Guys, Earth is a disc and God plays with it like a frisbee.
That's why it's always spinning.
He keeps throwing it. He just hasn't caught it yet. But one of these days it's going to stop and everyone's going to be like, oh no.
And then there's going to be a dog biting down on us.
And I'll be like, oh no, there goes San Francisco.
It's like that fucking Garfield video.
No, stop. Okay. There's just a lot of cool stuff. Anyway, since we've talked about plot a little bit and a little bit of jazz and impressions, let's go with presentation. Why not? Because that's a pretty big thing. These anime don't really go into space that too much. So it's really a challenge because in space there's a whole nother set of rules, and I would assume that basically everyone on this staff probably have never been to space or anything like that. And they had consultants, but they would still have to try and emulate that. And they did that before with Cowboy Bebop, so they had some experience with it, but a lot of the force reaction in space especially was some of the coolest things that I've seen
and
in a long while.
To kind of explain why it's difficult, because it took me a while to understand until I thought about it a little bit more, is because think about like how someone gets used to for hundreds of hours drawing hair like bouncing when you're running. Like, you know, they have to totally change up how they think about that, how movement works, you know? It took me a while to realize that, and whenever you kind of put the two together, it's like, oh, wow, that is really impressive.
Yeah, it took them a lot to get this. And then, because all the minute movements, especially in space, because every little thing has, like, a reaction to it. It, like, changes your center of gravity, changes how you move in space, how you're rotating. So that was another huge, oh, I feel like I'm going to burp, but I'm not, just a huge part. Okay, there it was. A huge part of the animation and the style.
A specific part that comes to my mind is whenever they were arguing with that one stuck-up guy.
Oh, and he punched him in the fucking face. I love that.
Yeah, and they were, like, floating around, and they were using, like, really cool angles.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where the quote-unquote camera is, or I guess for the perspective, you know. I felt like that was really cool.
Yeah.
They're smart.
There's a lot of,
they're smart.
We're recording this real late. There was a lot of really inventive stuff that was used throughout this anime, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Do you have anything, Pino?
No, I'm okay. Don't worry about
it. What? Wait. Hold this episode.
We had a serious discussion Pino, for once in our life.
What are you eating?
I think he's not brushing his teeth.
What are you doing?
I was drinking some water.
I thought he was brushing his teeth.
Wait! You thought this man's was brushing his teeth during a recording of this podcast?
I don't know, he's pretty weird.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Okay, now you're eating. Stop it. Bye, though. I know where you live. I could drive there and beat you up. And I know what you look like.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, it wouldn't be too hard to see you coming, so I could hide.
Oh, no. You're so small, you can hide super well.
He camouflages like a chameleon.
No, I agree with everything you guys said. I'm sorry. I just had a cookie in my hand. I said,
guys,
you know, why not?
Guys, you know what else was good?
What?
The backgrounds.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God, dude.
I forgot about that meme.
I love... It's not even a meme, it's true right now. Like, holy shit. Some of the coolest shots. There are a lot of shots from space, with, like, obviously the Earth in the background or the moon, and the light and the sun reflecting off everything. And, like, you can see the harshness of the sun when it comes over, like, past the Earth. And I'm like, oh, that's so nice. And then when they're on the moon and walking on the moon, those are some of the prettiest landscapes and backgrounds you can see in anime. Loved it. Oh my fucking God.
I have two things. Mm-hmm. Two things.
I really have to commend like any type of media or like anime that takes their series into space, because you can do space in either two ways. You can either accurately represent it just like Planets kind of did, or give you a sense of realism as they did, or you can go with something a little more kind of groovy like Space Dandy, you know. I feel like those are either the two mediums, because if you go
like
a little
Star Wars.
If you don't do enough
like Star Wars
of each spectrum, you'll get kind of boring, because if you think of space, really it's kind of just a void. It's like black, you have some stars everywhere, but I like the way how Planets just made it feel
I guess, even more like space. You know, the shots with the Earth, shots with the near the end of the series where you have a certain character standing on the light side of the moon while the other one's on the shadow of the moon.
Oh, my God.
Which we can
God.
Talk about later, With Hakim
God.
And the Lunarian.
And no is her name. But there's one other thing that I really wanted to touch on. Sorry, Garv, we're cutting you off. But
that was me.
I remember it.
No, but the one of the best parts is one of the reasons why I think they hit this so well. They didn't go beyond the moon. I know a lot of shows that like try and like just go deep into space and like go to all these different planets, but sometimes that's just either like way too confusing to like follow.
We don't have any frame of reference for it.
Yeah, exactly. We know what the Earth is. We know where the moon is. Like, those are the two things that humans can see and comprehend. Obviously, you can, like, kind of see Mercury or kind of see Jupiter sometimes, but you can fucking see the moon, and you know you're standing on the Earth. So it's a great frame of reference.
And they made great use of this in that, like, I just, like, went back home to, like, see my mom, like, up in Missouri, and I live in Florida. And you know how you feel far away even though you're not really that far away, you know? But these guys are in space. They are even further away than I could even imagine, you know? And so that's gotta, like, feel rough, you know, going all the way up there. And it's like, it's gonna be years before I'm back down.
Yeah. And just, they captured space, I think, super well, because a lot of the whenever they went out of the spaceships, they cut all music, they cut all sound effects besides the pressure suits changing in pressure and like removing air from it, obviously.
And it was
so that
excellently done.
It was phenomenal.
The only times it would play music is in some dire situation,
is usually the only time that I really remember. Well, no, dire situation, but usually, or at least the only time that I remember where they were outside and there were music playing, like that they were, that there weren't some people like inside, so I could kind of like let it pass.
Okay,
would be when Yuri was re-entering the atmosphere, so at that time you would be able to hear stuff. So I gave it a pass there because I'm like, you know what, I say that's okay. But, oh my God, it was just really masterfully done. Like, I have to really give Sunrise and the manga writer.
Yeah.
Did I ever say, does it have it here? No, never mind. Yeah, but it's just like, oh, my goodness.
Now, the two things I was going to say earlier, real quick, is just that since Love Live! Is kind of a frame of reference and Love Live! Was released later, especially after talking about Sunshine, I will say that Love Live! Looks better, in my opinion, but that Planets is probably equally as interesting and a little bit more well-animated.
Yeah, there's...
It just looks smoother.
That's 100%. And I just... before we go any further, so I don't forget, I want to just talk about the manga writer real quick. Just Makoto Yukimura, great job. Did all of the... Planet stuff, and I just think that's really impressive. Okay, we can go back. This was just, most of this was the brainchild of of Makoto.
I have a question.
And that's great. Yeah.
Did we ever talk about the opening?
Not yet. We'll do that next.
We are taking a long time. This is a slow burner right here.
We kind of like threw plot at the beginning.
I feel like it meshed really well. You know, I mean, we were in it.
Yeah.
It'll work out.
We were moving, shaking, eating children. No, we didn't.
Oh,
okay.
The opening.
Let's just talk about the opening now.
No, there's one other thing that I was thinking of. Oh, and there are a couple of instances where people were untethered from the space, like from the vehicles that they were attached to and like, you know, anchored to, obviously. And the oh my God, Pino.
Sorry. I just had to.
They instilled like the fear in.
I don't know if it was like the framing of the shot or what, but yeah, I agree.
But like, well, I think from what they did, they just showed them spinning.
They didn't show them moving anywhere, just spinning.
Yeah.
And, like, that fear of, like, you are no longer touching anything. You are going at, like, 6 meters a second, or, like, fucking however fast it was that they kept saying.
Completely out of your control.
And can't do anything about it. And that is, like, one, probably the scariest things that could happen to you, honestly. You're in fucking space. You can't breathe. You could either A, just die out there, or B, die re-entering the atmosphere.
But not me, Cars. I'm gone forever.
Well, he stopped thinking.
You're right. Good night, my master. Hi, Jojo.
I used to have a friend who was afraid of gravity turning off, and I feel like this show would give them a very large anxiety attack.
It made me feel kind of like when I saw the movie Gravity myself. A little bit, where it's, I believe it was Sandra Bullock who was also untethered from her ship and was just floating around. I felt very uncomfortable in that situation, and when I was watching Planets, I did feel that slight uncomfortable feeling of just, okay, you're
you did a good job.
You're just slowly moving away. Goodbye.
Oh, and they touched on that further with Hachimaki having the space, like, what was it called?
I just had it open. Hold up. Garb showed me something cool. Like Control-Shift-T. Control-Shift-T. Control-Shift-T.
I just taught Control-Shift-T earlier today.
Control-Shift-T. Control-Shift-T.
He's using
Control-Shift-T.
New tools.
Where the heck did it go?
Find it.
Hold on, where is it?
But it was like space, like, loss or something, like...
It's right here. What? I was blind. Let's see. It was...
Okay, I hate that. Mm-mm.
What is it called?
Mm-mm.
All right, so the new thing you showed me, obviously it didn't work. Oh, no, wait a second. It was on the following thing. Oh, my God, this wasn't it. Sorry, never mind. Ignore me, please.
Oh, my God, Bino.
Da-da-da-da.
Is that John Cena?
I didn't know why I did it. I was going to do like... You didn't even... Oh, my God. Do you know what this is, or can we just say he, like, just fucking
scared
of space?
No, I remember. Hold up. Hold up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you can continue. I'll let you know later.
No, but his space disorder, where he's like, oh, no, space.
Space.
That, like...
Final Frontier.
It, like... Like, it just, like, showed, like, the fear of, like, what that could, like, affect a person and how it could really just fuck you up as a person. It's something that, they talk about it a lot, like, just, like, health issues that you don't really...
Especially with the Lunarian.
Mm-hmm. You don't really think about that stuff.
Yeah.
But you're just like, fuck, there's a whole lot of things that can go wrong.
Yep.
And there's a lot of things that, like, could happen to you, like... You could literally have trauma because you are lost in space, or serious injury because you did, like, one thing wrong. There's an infinite number of things that can happen to you in space that you never... You don't think about, but fuck, there's a lot of things that can happen to you.
Yep.
So it's... Scary. I think that was another strength, for sure, of this anime, because it really did just... fucking scare the bejesus out of me sometimes just thinking about it.
It's good.
Like, it's just great. Oh my goodness. But do you want to talk about the openings and endings now that
finally
hey Pino, did you find what you were looking for?
Never.
I thought so. Okay, so the opening to Planets is Dive in the Sky by Mikoi Sakai. And this is a really interesting opening. Let me backtrack. I watched it before because that's what I do. I watch anime openings, and, like, that's how I that's how I like picking different anime. And this one was interesting because it wasn't, like, a lot of, like, traditional anime stuff. It was showing rockets and, like, dates and times of things. I'm like, what the who? And I just... Because it's such a... For the most part, it's a completely different thing than any other anime opening that I've seen.
Yeah.
Because it shows real world developments in space technology, yeah, like rockets and going into space. And that was so interesting to me because obviously this entire thing revolves around space, and they make numerous references towards the different developments in space, all the different missions that were being held out and everything like that. And with these missions happening, it further develops, and then they talk about it and it connects and you learn. Like, that's one of the weird things about this anime. Like, yeah, it's totally fictional. This is in, like, fucking 50, 60 years from now. But, like, you, like, learn a little bit about the history of it. And it's, especially in the opening, where they show, like, Laika, the dog that went into space, that, shout out to Space Dandy. That one made me cry over there in Space Dandy. And it shows, like, all the rockets. You see, like, Eagle One landing on, the moon. You can see a bunch of different things, and it also has references to old like technology or mythology or like beliefs that like of people going into like space or like, you know, beyond Earth, such as I saw there was a Greek reference to what's his name?
I don't know. Not Greek mythology.
It's the guy who rides the sun chariot. Fuck. I know in Roman mythology he's Mercury. And
what was his name? The chariot boy, right?
Yeah, that's what I just, well, I don't care.
Cars?
But no. First off, it wasn't even Cars, it was Whamu. And second,
I'm like, sorry. What did you say again? Try again.
I'm gonna pee my pants.
Try again.
Whammo.
I quit.
Okay, bye. This is the last episode of the podcast, guys. Good thing you're quitting because that ship's gonna break. Oops.
It's okay. I'll be dead.
Yeah, and then so it shows. It cuts between the space development and then characters, and the characters are really cool. At first it just, like, you know, shows the characters and like their kind of silhouettes and like two poses, and then they have like the toy box in like four different positions, mm-hmm, because that's their ship. But then later on into the series it changes into the things that like they value. So like Hachimaki has a Von Braun, the Jupiter, not the Jupiter, the Saturn spaceship that he's trying to get on. Tanabe actually has people because
I think it was Jupiter.
The Tanabe has people because the love theme of her being like, oh, love can save all that garbage. Faye has Toy Box because obviously that's her fucking ship. She loves that thing. Yeah. And then Yuri actually has the sun coming out behind the Earth, which is alluding to the part where he went and got the compass that was from his wife. And so I thought that was really cool. And then they obviously show characters, but it's just a really visually appealing and different opening than you really see.
They put a lot of thought into it.
Yeah. There's not a whole lot of, I'd say like, the song itself, you're going to probably hear from Garb. There isn't probably a lot of jammability or whatever.
Yeah, no, it's pretty low on all ability scale.
Yeah. Well, I still enjoy the song. I think it fits really well with what it's going for. But
like
again,
the show itself, it was a grower and not a shower on me.
Mm-hmm, very
like,
much a grower.
It just took a hot second.
It wasn't a JoJo opening that didn't latch immediately. It was like, oof, this is an anime.
I mean, at least personally, I know I wasn't digging it for the first like 10 episodes, and then after, I was just singing, or what it was, the attempt of singing all the words. Like, whoa!
Yeah,
it was great. I love it. And now I just want to listen to it always. The little chants in the background, fantastic.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah.
I got into it after a while, but at first it didn't impress me. But yeah.
And have we talked? I'm sorry that I went on about that opening, but I just fucking love it a whole lot. Like I, If you guys can't tell, I really fucking like this show.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just hop into the ending, shall we?
Oh, yeah.
Which is Wonderful Life by the same guy, Mikio. Mikio Sakai. And it's called Wonderful Life. I think I said that. But it's really upbeat. And yeah. Sometimes it was really jarring. Because there were some, like, really fucking sad ones. And it's like... And then it just like whoa! No, that was...
It was boom, boom, ba-doom, beam, 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 beam.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was like, oh, no.
Right? It's like, oh, no, this like, character I like just like, died.
Yeah, it was like, I have cancer. And then...
It was great.
Yeah,
I promise that whenever we end the podcast in 300 years, that'll be the song we use.
Boom, boom, boom.
Oh my God. When we're all old and like dying, and we'll use that. By that time, Sunrise we'll have actually a closed line to Sunrise always.
And by then,
so we can ask them.
By then, we'll personally. Like have watched like Love Live 45.
Love Live 45. Dude, I
can't wait to have figures of every single Love Live character ever to exist.
You mean just Johan?
Only Johan. I just have thousands of Johan figures.
What do you mean? They're all Johans in every season.
they're all different. Don't you see in the background? But Wonderful Life, I really like as a song.
Yeah.
It's okay, shut up. It's a lot of fun. I think it's just like really upbeat again, and it's a jolly feel. And do you guys have anything about like the song first? Because I have a little bit about the song.
Yeah. Again, for me, it was a grower.
I felt exactly the same way about the ending as I do as the opening.
Yeah, it was a grower. I did like it at the end, but it was mostly a skip for me when I would watch it early on. And ironically enough, anytime I didn't skip it was when the bad stuff happened, because I'm like, I need a little pick-me-up.
It's like Kill la Kill second opening.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. But my one of my favorite things about this is actually shows. So you see three different stages. You see a kid running along a runway with a ship taking off,
mm-hmm.
like playing with the ship and being like, "Aha, look, I'm flying it too." And then another kid biking next to like a road. And then you see a character on a motorcycle going down the highway. And the fun thing is that all three of those characters are Hachimaki.
What? Yep.
And
sorry,
is that not, was that not obvious to you?
I thought that was pretty obvious.
Yeah, no. So it's the three stages like of his like amazement with it, like just being like, oh fuck, it's space, and then like you know him working really hard to like follow his dreams, and then him riding his motorcycle and him seeing, because you hear this in the anime. That there was, he like really got into it when he saw a rocket launch while riding his bike on the coast, and that's what they portrayed. That's the shot that he was referencing, and it like shows him looking up, and it's very smooth motorcycle animation. I really enjoyed, we've had a couple of kind of not well. Except for Golden Time. Golden Time, no. What do we... No, never mind. Shush. Don't... Because last week, we it's been a long time.
Yeah.
We did not last week.
Golden
last,
Time, last Golden
episode,
Boy.
Last episode, we did No Game, No Life, and that's all just pictures.
Oh my God, I forgot we did that episode.
I forgot we did that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it was not great. How'd you guys like
I
it?
I wanted
probably
to
not.
Want to talk
I
about
don't
the
remember
movie.
It. I don't remember it, so it's probably terrible.
Yeah, me too. And so like that was all pictures, but this one is like fully animated and it looks just so nice. I just heckin' love it. It's so good. I don't know. I just enjoy it.
Yeah.
I was so good.
It was good like the show. And that mm-hmm. can't always say.
Yep.
So what's next on the chopping block?
Whose dish is on the chopping block?
This is chop. There's a second ending that's called Planets Afutaito, that's not English, by Hitomi Kuroshi, and it's just like the It's like the girl like singing. They did it for the last episode when they were doing the stuff, and then they're like, "Oh yeah, they're going off to space, and they're having a funny bit." And that was the ending. That's all. Folks.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, no, I didn't either. I had to listen to it, and I'm like, "Oh yeah, that's right." I think they used that song in other places,
but we just didn't notice it.
Well, for most more somber things, but yeah.
Oh yeah.
Do you want to? Let's just go over the OST real quick, just because it's not the biggest part of this anime.
It didn't really stick out to me, but no, I mean,
there were a couple like
it didn't like disgust me.
Yeah, I think that's good. There were a couple parts where it was like nicely orchestrated.
Yeah,
and especially like the intense parts that I remember. Like, there's a lot of strong strings in that song, but there's nothing that. You know, anything besides that, I don't really remember. Which, like, it's kind of bad, but it's also good because it doesn't ruin any of the immersion of the show, and it helped me stay more immersed.
Yeah.
So,
it did its purpose. It
can be said about either. Yeah, exactly.
Pino, anything?
Is he eating still?
No,
is he
dead? I don't remember most of the tracks, but, like, when things, you know, hit the fan, I do know it got intense. That's about it. I mean, like, again, I didn't hate it, but, you know, didn't remember it either.
Can we get Josh meta? Feel. Can we get meta for a second?
No.
And say that, go like, we watched this before, and then JoJo got announced, and then, like, I didn't finish it yet, so I put it on hold, and then watched JoJo again.
So. I think that's what we all did, because, no, so what happened... So, this is a deep, deep insight into the minds of us. So, we were for episode 20, it was going to be Planets. And then, literally, the week before we were going to record it, JoJo Part 5 was announced. And we're like, well, fuck, we said that we would watch JoJo Part 2 whenever Part 5 was announced. So, we did. And then we're like, oh, fuck, now we have to watch two more. Now we have to watch Golden Time and No Game, No Life. And then we go back to Planets. So it's no wonder why, like, I think we all did the same thing. Like, we just, like, put it on hold.
Yeah, okay.
I was up to, like, episode, like, 12, 13, 14, somewhere around there. And I was just like, oh, no, I need to watch Jim Jam's Bizarre Adventure again. But I don't know. It was good. The OST was fine. Did what it needs to do.
So what's next?
We did background information. We talked about
talked about the backgrounds.
Yeah, do we want to...
We just start talking about the characters, right?
Anything else we want to touch on? The plot?
No, I feel like we just didn't go into detail. Because you mentioned the plot early on, right?
They go to space, they pick up trash, there's terrorists.
Yeah.
They're the trash.
Well, hold up.
Well, we didn't talk about the terrorists. That's the thing, we didn't do any of the spoiler stuff, but we can do that while we're talking about characters, shall we?
Yeah.
So, first off, we have Hachiroto Hoshino, otherwise known as Hachimaki.
Hey, it's me.
That wasn't a good one, but I just wanted to try.
Can you try it one more time?
He was doing it real good before.
Yeah, can you do it one more time? Just pretend you're Don Patch.
This is something Don Patch would do. Mm-hmm. So, I mean...
It was okay, I guess.
It's accurate.
He's not wigging out, though.
No. He's about to.
Wiggle.
Oh.
Wiggle.
Oh, no.
Wiggle.
Here he is.
Wiggle.
Here he is.
Wiggle. Nah, I'm self-conscious now, man. I can't.
But he's, we said way back in episode 3, we watched Bobobo, and Don Patch, one of the main characters from that show, is actually the same English voice actor as Hachimaki. So that was funny.
It was great. It bothered me at first, but it was Bobobo. Great.
Yeah, it was just more of an excuse to make Bobobo jokes.
We really like Bobobo.
Guys, I watched more Bobobo on my own, and I kind of feel bad about it.
Oh, man. We'll do it again.
Yeah, fun. I know. He's an interesting character. He went through a very fucking weird arc. It wasn't like an arc. It was like a fucking roller coaster.
I don't think I enjoyed his roller coaster that much.
I didn't. It was like a wooden roller coaster, but you're like, okay, this is okay, but like every once in a while there's like a bump or like a little jolt on you.
You could swear that like a bolt comes out and you're like, oh.
Yeah, exactly. And you're just like, oh no. Because like with his arc, like he seems very determined to be like a debris hauler and doing all that stuff. But as soon as he like sees like the Jupiter project, he's just like, yeah, he's like, fuck that. He's like, I'm now go.
He's like a little bit of an asshole.
It's like, what?
Oh, he's.
I didn't say I wanted a ship. I said I wanted to go on the Von Braun.
Yeah, no. There's some parts where I was just like, come on, Itachi.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But like, you know, he's a pretty good character. Mm-hmm. There's some, obviously, some pretty weird issues with him, especially after, the Von Braun stuff. That's when I just didn't like his character. Because up to that point, like, he evolved from, like, being a kind of, like, a little bit of an asshole, but still caring immensely about his job. But then he went into, like, I'm just going to be antisocial. I'm not going to tell anyone anything. I'm going to just care about the ship, be monotone.
Remember when he was...
And I'm like, why?
It was weird because before he was complaining about the fact that Yuri wasn't opening up to his little friends. And then he eventually does the same thing and doesn't really share his reasonings as to why he shut off Tanabe and why he left debris section and whatnot.
Yeah.
And they resolve it in the end.
Mm-hmm.
With this whole drowning incident and then seeing I'll talk about her next time, but it's like there's just some stuff that I'm just like, I don't really know about that. Like, even though, like, yeah, we follow Tanabe in the beginning, like, it's this show is very much about Hachimaki, like,
yeah,
that's
which it kind of feels like Tanabe's supposed to be the main character, but...
Yeah, because, like, I think they followed her at the beginning to introduce, like, everyone to, like, space and, like, how everything works.
Because mm-hmm. She's kind of new to one. It, so she's kind of, like, self-insert.
It's a good... Yeah, it's a good vehicle to educate the audience, but... And, like, they do talk about Tanabe every once in a while, but not really to Hachimaki's, like... Especially in the later episodes.
Yeah.
It's much more about Hachimaki than Tanabe. And, like, you know, happens. That's just how it be. So, Tanabe is the girl. She goes into half section as, like, the newest hire. And she's, like, learning all the ropes, as we said before.
She has a bit too big of dreams. Too big for her britches.
She likes love.
Guys, love solves everything.
Guys, who runs the world? Love.
Beyonce.
No. Men in suits.
I hate men in suits.
Men in black?
No, men at work.
No. Men at play.
Will Smith.
That was a bad bit. Tanabe, she's just new. And oh no. What do I do now?
We bye. Love.
Okay, bye.
Oh, I like Tanabe. She's very nice. I like her character. I stand by their ideals.
I'm on the ground now.
He's gone.
I'm gone.
This podcast will now be about cats.
Guys, I gotta pee. I'll be right back.
Let's take a break. Taking a break with the Kit Kat bar.
No, just
what
keep
do
going.
You do when you gotta pee? You gotta go to the bathroom and flush that seat.
Wait, you don't flush the seat?
Happy feast.
Wait, what?
Tasty treat.
Are you dead? Did Pino die? He said, guys, welcome to the Chuck Cast. The episode where I do all the episode.
Guys, welcome to the only one cast. There is no Chuck. He's not real. He's a figment of your imagination. And now, let's listen to 12 hours of Funky Kong.
Okay.
Guys, this is Monkey Noises, the podcast.
That was a good bit.
Please leave this in somewhere.
I'm not. This is not good. Tanks jettisoned from shuttles. No, I did that bit for the beginning. Stop it.
I never finished the anime.
This crystal floating in space.
No!
Space debris.
Space debris.
Is a very serious threat to everything in orbit.
Stop saying Debris.
This is a story of 2075.
I almost made a joke earlier about, like, anyone, about how if anyone pronounces it Debris, they're an asshole, and I didn't say it.
I said Debris.
And then you said Debris. Like an asshole.
Okay, Pino, can you stop? We're going to restart the episode. Continue. Not restart. Holy shit, that would be terrible. We're going to restart and continue the episode, okay? Hey, guys. Welcome back. That's it. That was most of the podcast. Okay.
I like Ai Tanabe.
Ai Tanabe is a good character. I like her.
She is
Yeah,
great.
She's pretty cute.
She stood by her ideals.
She almost killed a woman, though.
But she stood
guys,
by
she's
her
like Tom
ideals.
Petty. She won't back down.
Rest in peace.
Guys, I miss Tom Petty. Guys, I can't believe Tom Petty died.
He was my favorite villain character.
Guys, it's really late.
Guys, let's continue on with these characters. Tanabe is great. Okay, Faye Carmichael. She smokes, she drives a vehicle.
Wow.
She's angry.
She's angry sometimes because all she needs is a smoke.
But she's
sometimes.
A good leader. She's a good captain.
She's a strong leader. She has good judgment. And I think she's a great character. She's a tough
I feel like she's the only one that doesn't care. Or like that and just... I mean, like everyone knows... I mean, everyone's aware of how their half section is treated. But like she...
Debris?
Did you just say what I thought you said?
Yeah.
Try to hold it in. Did you say Debris again?
Yeah, Debris.
She doesn't care. As Chuck doesn't care that he sounds like
Fuckers.
A fool.
Guys, they're part of Debris section.
Yuri is another character that I love. Yuri, he's
personally
such a
I prefer Yowie.
It's my episode. Why are you doing it? Yuri Mikhalkov is a pet guy. He takes care of pets, and he's like, "Here's a sea cucumber eye," and she's like, "Yes, it's a sea cucumber. I'm gonna name him Spike." Was that his name?
No, it was sea cucumber.
No, what? No, what?
That was the Splatoon 2 joke.
It was high sea tropical punch.
Everyone, get your jokes in. Come on. Anyone else? No? Okay. Let's see. We have...
I was trying to think of a joke.
I know. I heard the your gears turn and didn't get anything. There was Adel, the temp. She was cool. She kicked ass. There was Robbie, the assistant director at Half Section.
Yeah.
He had a lot of kids.
Robbie was the best character. Don't tell me otherwise.
I liked him.
I enjoyed him. He was funny.
He had the pajamas on that one time. Dressed up like a clown
They all did. He had the shirt off and he did the dance with the pen on his nose. That was a fun one. I really liked that scene. That was a fun scene.
Best. He's just a family man.
He is. He's a family guy.
It seems today that all you see is space debris in movies. And me on TV.
Okay.
But where are those good?
Just keep talking on top of him.
No, I can't. I need to see where he's going.
On which we choose to rely.
this is where he's going. You know where he's going. The same direction. As soon as you act like you're starting again, he's gonna start doing it again.
So
luckily there's
okay. Oh my god. They have
I'm sorry.
No. the director from Half Section. What is he? He talks like this, you know, and you gotta tell Robbie.
Hey,
who are you?
I'm a fake Robbie.
What do you do with a real Robbie?
I just have a cold. That's all.
I forgot my password again.
It's me, Hachimaki.
Hachimaki, put on some pants. No one wants to see the diaper.
Oh, can I see it? It's me, Yuri.
No, that's they'll file something for work harassment.
And I'm Chin Shin.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
And I'm Jean.
Chiaosu. Okay, no.
Continue the episode.
I'm sorry. I'm nodding.
I will never continue the episode. And then there's a couple other characters, like Nono the Lunarian.
She's really cool.
She's tall.
We've got to spend more time on
flight attendant.
Her.
Who? Nono? Or?
Yeah, Nono's
a, I feel like she's wonderful.
Okay. So she's a Lunarian.
Which means she was born in space.
Yeah, she was born on Earth. Most people, there's only like, I think they said 8 people like her.
Yeah, yeah. No, I thought they said 4. It was 4.
At least, maybe. It was a low number. If it wasn't a single digit, it was at least like 12 or something.
It was definitely a single digit. So she's a Lunarian, so her bones and her arms and muscles are not as strong and were not suitable, so they stay on the moon.
But she does like grow faster, though.
Yeah, yeah, she's 12 and she's fucking tall as shit. And one of the cool things about that is she comes back multiple times because that's where the hospital is for space rather than going to Earth. Yeah, and so it's a different perspective of someone, especially when they have all the preachy, well, not preachy, but like the terrorist operation part of it where they... All that, like, you know, borders and countries and stuff like that, which is a big part that we'll talk about probably after this.
Political. Political stuff.
Political, exactly. And from someone who's never been on that world, it's just a different perspective that you wouldn't really get from anything else.
It's that innocence of a child.
It's bliss.
It's like if you lived in a vacation spot and just every day people were coming in like, whoa, wow, you know?
And that's it. That's my house. Everyone walks in. It's like, wow, Chuck lives here. And then they leave. And I'm like, why
did you pick up after yourself? Why did you just leave this here?
There's toilet paper everywhere.
Why did you TP my room?
There is no more room for activities.
What am I supposed to do now?
This bunk bed
timely
was a bad
stepbrother's
idea.
Joke there.
But yeah.
And then there's like Locksmith, the guy who created the Jupiter Project,
who's a
fucking psychopath.
Oh my god.
He's also he's the narrator. I don't know if like he's supposed like Locksmith the character is the narrator or the voice actor.
I want to say it's
just
voice
the narrator.
Actor. Because Locksmith wouldn't be as concerning as the narrator sounds like.
I don't know if he sounds that concerned.
Maybe the show's really about him.
Maybe it's just Locksmith.
Maybe.
Fuck, that was the same thing you said. I wish I was smarter.
It's okay. Me too.
Next, we have Claire Rondo. She was in other sections, then she went to Debris, and then she was a traitor.
Yeah.
And Hakim. Hakim, and she... I feel like... Oh, sorry.
No.
I'm gonna go blow up the moon now.
Oh no!
There he goes. It's gone. Thanks, Piccolo.
It's like Sonic. It's like Sonic where they just blew up part of the moon. Or Piccolo.
This is the fifth time we blew up the moon in any kind of reference.
Kirby. Kirby does it at the end of Nightmare in Dreamland.
Master Roshi does it in Dragon Ball 1. Like original Dragon Ball. Not Dragon Ball 1. I wish I was smarter than that.
They have many moons.
Well, was it Korin or Kami? One of the two made it again for Dragon Ball Z. And so after that, we have Claire Rondo. She's a traitor. We have, name? Hakim. He's also a traitor. He was under Gigalt, who was part of Debris Section, but then went to the Space Defense Front. Space Defense Front. She went to space. He went to Space Command, Star Command. He's Buzz Lightyear. And then there's Hachimaki's dad.
You are a strange little man.
You are a toy!
Chuck was waiting for that. You two, you're made in heaven.
Buzz, look, a space
spaceship.
Where?
Where? Okay, I think we did all the characters that need to be talked about, right? Yeah. What do we do now?
I don't know.
Talk about the cool stuff about the show.
Okay, welcome to the 23rd edition of Who's the Best Grill, the part of the podcast where each contestant puts forth their dried up for Best Grill of the episode and duke it out for the title of Best Grill. Today, our contestants will never change. You're stuck with us forever. Our Pino Garb and myself, right. Chuck. Who are you each advocating for? We never talked about this before, so this will be fun.
Oh boy,
I picked first. Faye.
Oh.
I went in balls to the wall.
I pick, shoot, what was her Adel?
Oh, Adel, okay, and then I'll pick Tanabe.
Oh.
Because I was gonna pick Faye, and then I'm like, no, God's gonna pick it and talk about vaping. Okay, so then talk about Faye then.
She's good.
She smokes, it'll kill her.
It's okay.
So does
I used to smoke too, but I stopped.
No, but why don't they have space vapes?
Can we talk
vapes.
For a minute about space vapes?
Yeah,
please, God, I'm really tempted to just like that would just sound terrible on the microphone though. But listen, she's just stressed out. Look at her. Look at how much she's grown. Look at Tanabe. You know. For a while, like,
wait,
she was kind of lagging behind. She eventually made her way up. But look at Faye. Faye was the OG of the people we got to see move up. You know?
Okay.
And then everyone was, like, scrambling to make sure that they would be fine because they wanted to see her go and support her, you know? Right. And I relate to that because my job is kind of like that.
All right. All right. Do you like broken stuff?
I am broken.
You like bruises?
That's
what you're gonna get. She's angry all the time. She can't get her smoke in.
Me too.
She'll punch you.
Me too.
She's addicted.
Did you see her survive? Did you see her survive an explosion? She'll fuck you up, dude. You're dead if you even cross her.
If you break up with her or something, she's coming after you, my friend.
Yeah, she'll just stab you.
I'd let a girl cigarettes down your throat.
I'd be a girl's punching bag.
I don't think that's very healthy.
Is that too meta? It's
a little bit.
Is it a little self-esteem?
Yeah, I don't know. Faye just is angry sometimes. She might be, but she also.
I mean, she's a good leader. Like, she's a good leader. But like again, there's she has her family.
Stop laughing at me. Yeah, okay. She has a family. How does that make you feel? She has a husband and a son.
No, not in this AU. Where I come in.
No,
this has already been established. None of the other girls have a family. This one does.
Yeah, checkmate, idiot.
Checkmate.
You've picked girls checkmate. With families.
Who? Who?
You, the
Who?
Space Dandy.
Who?
Did you pick in Space? Scarlet in Space Dandy.
Scarlet doesn't go out with anyone.
Space
Dandy.
Scarlet's
single.
No.
She's single, though.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
No. Yes.
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 Roll
yes.
Lisa.
Did one of you pick Lisa? No, I'm not. I'm not doing that.
Here,
that would
I'll
be too much
for
work.
You.
This character
That's
doesn't
right.
have a husband and or wife.
There we go. Got it. Quick and easy. No editing needed.
Wow.
Wow.
You saved me a lot of time.
You're welcome.
That was really dumb.
You gotta love my editing skills, my friend.
Yeah, but you know who's trash? Faye.
No.
Yes, a little bit.
Got him?
No.
A little bit.
I don't know about your girl.
She's not
so
some.
I can shit on
she's
her.
Not some wussy pussy girl
you
who believes in love all the time.
Shut up!
All right, that was just me warming up my hands, ready to slap y'all boys. Hold up, I gotta get a tissue real quick.
I don't like this.
All right, so Edel, right? You have the part-timer who was working there. She was the main reason that section was even running in the first place. Have you seen the work of the director and the assistant director in that facility? Dancing with their shirts off.
Hey, don't talk bad about
me. I know you don't have hair
under there. I just
want to
win the lottery.
Guys,
who was that?
I mean,
sorry, sir.
I know you don't have hair under there.
Edel, don't talk to me like that. I know you're only a temp worker, but that doesn't mean anything.
If I quit here, this place goes to shoot.
Fuck, you're right.
Oh, yeah, I guess she's right. Let's go, Chief. Let's dance somewhere else.
Okay.
Yeah, Edel is a hard worker. She is reformed as well. As we know, her past is, she has a strange past with a certain kind of violent group who she then realized was a probably wrong place to be. She decides to make a better life for herself by going up into space and actually getting a job, to the point where at the end of the series, she actually works for a higher up section in the same Technora space shuttle, which was fantastic. You have her growth of her. She's not afraid to wield a weapon and to, cut.
She was about to fucking kill a man.
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Hachimaki was about to kill a man.
Hmm? Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no one picked Hachimaki.
It's good. And you know who else almost tried to kill a woman?
But she didn't. Mm-hmm.
But she didn't either.
She didn't want to do it.
Exactly.
Edel was gonna fucking shoot a guy, right? Though. Jesus Christ, that was scary.
It was fantastic. I was like, Edel, end it. You don't need this man. He's scum.
You're not wrong.
I wish that was me on the other side of the barrel.
But she is. But you know.
It was in a barrel.
You know what this means? That means she is. She is ready. She stands by what she believes in. She knows what she has to do, and she's. You know. You can rely on her to get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
And she's tall, and she's blonde, and she's got like a wild side, because in the office she's all nice and tidied up, and then outside the office, gotta take out all, remove the hair ties, and then blam. Yes.
Pino.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to be the one to wear the high heels.
No, I'm in space. I can just float.
God damn it.
He got you there.
He got me. I'm so mad.
This is the only time that we can't make a short joke, because he can just float.
I can always use my moon shoes.
Doesn't make you float, though.
It makes me jump. Don't you ever see the commercials? Moon shoes.
No,
moon
I know. Shoes. Oh, I know moon shoes. Believe me, I...
Did that really make you laugh?
That was fucking funny. I don't know. I don't know about her. There's just something that doesn't sit right.
Is it the
commercials? Because she's so hateful at her job, but... Granted, yeah, you know what? She has reason to be. I forgive her.
Oh, of course. I forgive her.
I can't deduct points.
Just imagine if we had an Edel working for us here at the Funky Anime Podcast.
We would have a billion listeners by now if we had an Edel. We don't, though.
All three of us are just shooting each other with Nerf guns, and our secretary is just like, what are you doing?
No.
Stop this.
No, I'm the director, and you two guys are both Robbies.
Hey, what do you mean?
Oh my god.
Come on, Edel. Join in on the fun.
Actually, oh my god.
Actually, Pino would be protecting the animals.
Guys, save
fuck
the
off,
frames.
Yuri.
See, kill the animals.
I'd have to be Yuri because I have Charlie right here next to me, and he didn't like that joke.
Oh no.
Oh no.
I didn't like that joke.
Oh no. Edel, and also her name is Edelgard. I don't like that name.
She sounds like an Oblivion character, even better.
Stop, criminal scum.
Stop, you violated the law. The privacy policy of the ship.
Okay. Your stolen goods are now forfeit.
Shoots us immediately instead of giving us the prompt.
Yeah, exactly.
To hand it over.
Guys, someone stole my sweet roll.
Oh, no.
That was
Skyrim. It's in your head.
That was a Skyrim joke.
It's in your head.
I ran out of Oblivion joke.
But yeah,
no,
Edel's
it's in
the
your
best.
Head.
Have you ever heard of your head?
Guys, I got a joke. I got a joke. I got a real good
yes.
joke. Uh-huh. Have you ever heard of the High Edels?
Guys, I'm canceling the podcast. We're never going to make another episode.
It's because we can't top that joke.
No, I think we could definitely top that joke. By far, I could talk, and that would top that joke. Edel's just a stinky.
That's no proof. There's no proof. Your Honor,
checkmate.
Please send
okay.
him. Send him to the principal's office.
And once and have him expelled.
You ruined my dream, Edel.
Pino ruined my dream grill.
I did not.
Mr. Gunnelax, please send him to the principal's office immediately.
Spaceships are very expensive.
What happened?
Which Chuck's sides have gone into orbit.
1 second, we were not laughing at a joke, the next we all explode.
Okay, Tina Bay's great because she loves and she has short hair. She's real cute. She's determined. And also she's strong. She's a strong woman. And she has strong beliefs. And she's doing good in rehab.
I feel bad when she was in a wheelchair.
Fuck her.
Yeah, when she rolled up in the wheelchair, I was like, holy shit, did she get paralyzed? I freaked the fuck out,
that
dude.
That got me.
Yeah.
That, I will say. So, I was scared.
But she's as dense as
any other anime character out there.
What?
No, she's not dense.
Is she looking at me with those lovey eyes? I don't know.
Pew! Are lasers shooting out of them?
Pew, pew. Am I a mech?
Pew, pew. Yes. This is sunrise, after all.
Shinji, get out of the damn Tanabe.
Shinji, get out of the Tanabe.
Guys, I hope the next Love Live is in space.
Guys, I hope Tanabe becomes a Love Live girl.
Guys, I wish I was dead.
Cue the It's Always Sunny theme.
Baby. Whoops, that was the other one. The We'll Be Right Back. We need to be right back.
Guys, we need to die. Okay, I love Tanabe. She's great. She has cute hair. She has a good voice. She smiles.
I don't think I have anything to say against Tanabe. She's a good pick.
Okay, I win.
I didn't say you won.
I win. Okay, no. Next, if you want to write an email about anything, if you want to tell us that we're stupid, you want to tell us that Tanabe really is the best grill, email us at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com.
She has a baby on the way.
Also,
that is in the oven.
That is FUNKYPODCA. Nope, shut up. That was wrong. FUNKYANIMEPODCAST@gmail.com. Once again, that is funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com.
You can also email contact@funkyanimepodcast.com. Because I'm
don't email
on...
that one. I don't have that email.
No, it forwards.
You can also
No,
I was talking about before.
No, we cut out that
joke.
We're gonna cut out that one too. Let's go to the miscellaneous real quick. There's a couple little things I want to talk about.
Right.
Just to reiterate, we didn't talk a whole lot about the plot, to be honest. There's so much that had to be covered. That I don't think we could have really touched on it.
And the show's
as
more
much
about
as,
the characters. I'm satisfied.
Yeah, if you want to learn all about the plot, which is a pretty interesting plot, to be fair, watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why are you here? We told you a spoiler warning.
Sometimes I ignore those because like this is going to be the thing makes me going to like buy a game or something. I'll keep watching.
Yeah. And then the manga. I just recently found this out.
Very different, we found out.
Tanabe is obviously the first character you see when you see the anime. But manga, she shows up in the 7th, chapter of, the book, or the manga. So this is beyond Yuri finding the compass. This goes beyond a bunch of the... I think this is beyond the space madness part. It's weird.
I gotta say, I haven't read the manga, but I'm gonna say that either. I really like the way that the anime did it because I feel like it would have been much more boring without Tanabe.
It seemed very clunky from what little I read. So I think the anime did it better. So I'd say watch the anime, and then if you're still interested in a little bit of Planet's stuff, that's basically the only other media you got here. And I think that's it, really. That was the only thing, because that was a really weird thing when I looked it up today.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was a fun show.
Yes. I liked it. The colors were pretty.
Guys, let's rank it now.
Okay. I give it a 4.37.
Oh, my God. Give me a second to pull up the goddamn Google Drive. 4.37?
4.37.
Okay. Why did you give it that one?
Because it was really, really, really good. And I like the part where there's the pretty colors.
That is Garb's third highest.
Is it really?
Ranking.
What's the highest? Fourth,
fifth. That's like the fifth or sixth.
What's the highest?
Your highest is Nichijou.
Oh, okay, that's fair. I really like Nichijou.
How about you, Pino?
Going into this show, I wasn't really sure what to expect. However, after passing a couple of the episodes, which were a little rough, I did end up loving and enjoying everything that I was everything that was thrown at me when it came to story, when it came to character development, and when it came to just thematical themes that happened in the thematics, semantics. As you can see, my brain is so slowly deteriorating in my space conundrum right now. However, I did very much enjoy this, so it was a pleasant little surprise. I'd give this a 4.75.
Wow.
Hey, yeah.
That's really high.
Well, that was... Is that Pino? No, Pino's highest is Space Dandy, so that makes sense. I think very highly of this as well. I don't think it's high as some of the other things that I've watched.
I mean, they're in space. It's got to be a little higher.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Okay, I'm actually giving mine a 4.6, which I know, mine's a little bit lower than other people's.
Chuck, you're gonna regret because... that.
No, I don't think so, because I have, like, my highest one is a 4.9.
Mm. Oh, right.
And then I have a bunch of 4.7, so...
Wasn't that a...
4.9 was Danny.
Oh, I thought that was Kenmo Friends.
No, Kenmo Friends is 4.1. All right. Please. I really enjoyed it. I didn't think I'd enjoy it as much as I did, to be honest. 4.6 is a very good grade. Like, that's a 92? Yeah, that's a 92, I think. Is that how math works? Probably not. It was just fun. I enjoyed it a lot. The character interaction was really cool. There were a couple things that kept it from being higher, like how we talked about the Hachimaki situation. If that was handled better, I would have rated it higher. That was one of the things that, for a couple episodes, just didn't sit well with me, and I was kind of dreading watching a couple of those, but otherwise, it was a fantastic
very much to
begin with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who are we watching next, Pino?
It's your episode.
Let's see. Step into a story that takes place in a train, but a story that begins at the end. Next week, or in the following weeks, or every time I say this, I mess it up. Next time, we'll be watching Bacchanal! ! It's a nice...
Bacchanal Hero Academia?
Ew. Disgusting. Shonen anime.
I only watch niche space anime.
Okay. It's going to be 13 episodes. However, I'm going to ask you to watch the extra little things, God, which just rounds it up to, I believe, 16 episodes. So not too bad. You'll love it. Mm-hmm. Maybe. I don't know.
I'm going to end everyone.
I'll tell you, it's better than Golden Time.
I would fucking hope so. If you gave us two Golden Times in a row, man, I don't know what I'd do.
Time to switch it with Donald Brown.
Okay, guys.
We've only got a couple episodes left before we read it for season 2.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. So we actually... like any good anime, we're going to have seasons.
Our budget must be expanded.
So the first 26 episodes is going to be season 1.
Yeah, because 13 episodes is kind of normal season in anime.
Yeah. So, and it encompasses one entire year, so I think that's good for us. And we are going to be taking... So after episode 26, we're not telling you what it is yet. Instead of an episode for that next slot, the 2 weeks after that, we're going to have a quick little update, you know, talk more or less talk about how we felt about this last season. Flashbacks.
We're basically going to be reviewing our own show.
Yeah, reviewing our own show, and then there will also be a Q&A.
Yeah.
So we'll have by the time this episode is up, there will be a tweet pinned on our Twitter account, which is Three Aweebros. That is THREEAWEEBROS. Or if you look up Funky Anime Podcast on Twitter, yeah, it should pop up. And you can either send it there, or if you send it into funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com, you can get that to us there.
Or contact at funkyanimepodcast.com.
Yeah. If you do that, big you plans. Can just find, you know, big plans. You can see us there. And we'll just be talking some Q&As. If you ever want to ask us anything, you could ask us, like, you know, what we think about, like, a certain show that we reviewed. What color is Pino's hair? I can't believe you just spoiled the big reveal.
I'll write a better question. I mean, they'll send in better questions.
Yeah, we're just gonna just talk. And I think it's gonna be relaxing because we need a little bit of break. We've been doing this for 26
episodes.
Now. Yeah, right? It's, who ever thought this Tiny Rinky Dink podcast?
And we've only missed one episode.
Well, we didn't really, because we did it three in a row. Well, guys, we're never going to do that ever again.
Oh, my God.
We're never going to do 3 weeks in a row. That was terrible. Oh, my God. But let's just have fun with it. So the guy who has a spacesuit on for sure now, but his helmet's on backwards, so he can't see at all. Well, that's Garb.
Guys, I need help. Like, seriously. Guys.
The person who's manning the ship, but somehow has a GameCube controller and is using that to steer the ship instead of, like, an actual, like, wheel thing. That's fine, huh?
It's all right. We're still flying half a ship. Wait a second. This isn't my piece. This isn't my game that I got.
And the guy who's now just laying on the ground and relaxing while the ship is going down. Well, that's Chuck.
Watch the sunset.
I'm on the ground. I'm relaxing on the ground. It's very nice down here.
Wow, he sounds relaxed.
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna make sure our ship steers that way.
No, don't do it.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Oh no! How long is it gonna take?
Help me, help me, Foxy.
Oh, I was playing Star Fox this entire time.
Oh no.
There was no danger.
Anyway,
at
guys,
all.
This has been the Funky Anime Podcast. I hope you had a good time. Once again, if you really liked it, could you leave us a review on iTunes? That really helps us grow, or just spread the word. We don't have anything to spread it with, so just tell your friend. If you're a fucking weeb and you have weeb friends, tell them. We're weebs too.
So if you like,
maybe they'll like it.
We're on, like, Audio Boom. We're on a bunch of stuff. So
we're literally on everything. We could just look up our
news. We could even be in space. You know.
Yeah.
You don't know?
Maybe we already are.
Okay, bye. I love you all. Tell your dad he's a good guy.
Yeah, be friends with your dad, Hachimaki.
You don't have to be, like, great friends, but just be like, hey.
Hey, daddy.
Just maybe say
hi.
Oh,
don't be weird, son.
Yeah. Don't call me daddy. Okay, guys. Thanks for listening. Hope you guys stay fapping. Bye.